are a Samachayim at base. And we just had a machloikis, but we're going with the opinion. Thank you, Arsh. Don't make yourself crazy. If there's no tissue boxes, there's no tissue boxes. It can help us.
There's also stores also that are open.
Okay. So we learned, we had a machloikis from Papa said that if a person is Mekadosh Beit Echad, Chayshish in the Kedushin. Now some, the Ramban learns, the Rav Papa doesn't hold of Xer Shavah Davah Davah Mimaman. He holds an Eid Echad Nehman by Davah Shavarev. That's what Ramban explains to Rav Papa. So, again, that's Ramban's explanation. There are other explanations, but that's Ramban says. We don't go with Rav Papa. Everybody else in the Gemara seemed to be of the opinion, except there was one Yomar B'Zuzubik. But the Gemara at the end of the day seems to say, Ein Chayshish in the Kedushin. And that is because you need to weigh them because it's a Davish of Erev. That's what we said yesterday. And we are up to Amar LeRavashi, which if you go across from Tosfos Nitmu, you go down one line, and you're at Amar LeRavashi. So far, so good. Amar LeRavashi LeRav Kahana. My Daitoch, why are you saying that you need to weigh them? The Alpha's Davar Davar Mimaman. Because you're learning it out, Xer Rishava, Davar Davar, Teski Motzeba Erev's Davar. And by money, it says, thank you very much. Abishnai made him Yochum Dover. Thank you.
You left.
Okay, I only needed one at this point. Abishnai made him Yochum Dover. So we learn out that you need two Adam. But the problem is, Umala halon he does well then kame Adam dummy. Afkar he does well then kame Adam dummy. By money, you don't need Adam when they both admit. The fact that they both admit to a transaction is as good as 100 witnesses. So why, when by Kedushin they both admit, why is it different than money? If you're learning it out for money, you're learning it out for money. And by money, Eidus is not the Kume. It is not to establish it. It's the Vure. It's to clarify. And if their admission clarifies, it's just as good as if there is Eidim. So why by Kedushin, if two people walk in and he and she both say, he gave me money for Kedushin, why is it different than two people walk in and they say, he left me $100, both agree, and there's no need for Adam? What's the difference?
Because
what's the source of two Adam by Erva? For money. But by money, you don't need Adam all the time. It's only when there's an argument. So you need Adam to clarify. You don't need Adam to create. And for the Gemara, Amalai. Hasam lekachayim lachrini, halka kachayim lachrini. Admission doesn't work by Kedushin, because Kedushin inherently hurts other people. Because when she marries Reuven, she no longer can marry any of his relatives, and he can't marry any of her relatives. So what happens is when they get married, they are creating a negative for other people. Other people are now excluded from being able to marry either one of these two. So therefore, Hadas Baldin cannot help if it hurts other people. It can only help when it doesn't hurt anybody. Right?
I'm sure
you borrowed $100?
$100.
You bought the field? Yes, I bought the field. You sold the field? Yes, I sold the field. Here, Kedushin inherently hurts other people. It eliminates them from being able to marry a relative.
Did you start the recording?
Therefore, I'm sorry?
Did you start the recording?
Yes, he started the recording.
I'm sorry, my apologies.
I don't remember if I did or not. But anyway, if you say I did, I did. Anyway, so Kedushin inherently is Chav L'Acherim. And therefore, since it's Chav L'Acherim, admission doesn't help. That's what the Gemara answers. Rashi. Zok Rashi, he does about the inkemei edim dummy. The chsiv asher yomek yuzeh. But a guy admits, he says, this is it that I admit. Harash yisomach amiktis odiyasai. We rely on admission. Like a chayim lachrini, ein achov lachrim b'deosazu. He doesn't hurt anybody by his admission. She'ein nifstad elohu. The only one losing is the guy who admits. Hachuk a chayim lachrini, she'kreiseh ha'nesru b'ay. The Rishonim speak out that really it eliminates the whole world as far as he's concerned. It hurts everybody. That is Pashim Pshat in the Gemara. So there are two things over here that need explanation. The first question is, but the bottom line is by money, Adam is only a clarification. Right? Hadas Galdin works like Adam, but the purpose of Adam is to clarify, which means the item that happens. Adam are only to let us know what happened in case there's an argument. By Kedushin, we're saying that she's not Mekudeshes, which
means... Can't hear you.
Rabbi, you cut out.
Can't hear you, Rabbi Yitzchak.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
You cut. I cut out. I'm not going to do this all day.
Yeah, it's time now to sit, get to the plate, and start by the phone. The phone.
Phone up the wire.
I'll put the wire.
Love this.
So back here. So the kasha over here is, this is the Tzaisa's kasha. He says, the bottom line is, by money, Adam is to tell us what happened. It happened whether we know Adam or not. Let's say we never find out. They're arguing whether Reuben borrowed $100 or didn't borrow $100. Bottom line is, Reuben owes $100. Upstairs, they know Reuben owes $100. Whether we find out or not is just whether we can ask or not. Adam is to tell us what happened. If we don't know Adam, we don't know what happened. Two people are arguing. What? Again, but let's say there's no admission. I'm trying to point something out. Let's say Reuben, Shimon says, I never borrowed $100. Another guy says, yes, you did borrow $100. So we don't know. There's no Adam, we don't know. Does that mean it never happened? Upstairs they know if it happened or not. Shimon knows whether he really owes $100 or not. He might be lying. We have no idea. There's no Adam to say he's lying, so we don't know what to do. Right? I might become a pariah, Shmuel Tessus. Whatever we paskin. But that's because it's not that it didn't happen. It happened, we just don't have clarity. By Kedushin, we're saying she's single. We're not saying we don't know whether she's married. We're telling her you're a single girl. Whether it happened or didn't happen, you're a single girl. It's a much greater thing. We're using Adas by Davashim Erva to a much greater extent than we're using it by money. By money, Adas is the shume. Adas is to establish that it happened. I'm sorry, Adas is the rure. It's to tell us what happened. It happened whether we have Adam or not. It happened. By Kedusha, we're saying a new thing. We're saying now that even if he did marry her and there was no Adam there, she's not married. Upstairs, she's not married. It didn't happen.
Therefore.
How do you learn that out for money when it's not true by money? But it's not true by money. If we're learning out, dover dover mi mamon, if the source of needing Adam by Erva is money, how can you learn out that the Adam by Erva are accomplishing are more needed than Adam by money? The source of Adam is money. Money, Adam is livure, the Hebrew word. Aramaic word, to clarify, not to create. The creation was done by the transaction. We don't know whether the transaction happened, so Adam informed us what happened. By Kedusha, we're saying it didn't happen. Even though they did it, the fact that there were no Adam there means it was not a Kedusha. Nobody says that when I sell you a field privately, the sale didn't happen. We might argue about it. I might say I never sold it. And we'll need Adam to say who's lying and who's not lying. But the transaction happened. Klape Shmaya, the Rebbeinu Shlom upstairs, is treating it that the transaction happened. And whoever lies is going to pay the price. Here by Kedushin, it didn't happen. She's a single girl. She can marry somebody else. She's not an Aishas Ish. If the source of witnesses by Erva is money, how can the witnesses by Erva be stricter, be more strict, more necessary to create than the Aishas by money? That's the crisis question.
The Aishas is strong, you're saying?
It's more, again, what happens if Reuven marries Leah without Adam there?
Nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened? It did happen. Tells you if there's no Adam, nothing happened. What if I sell you a field and there's no one there? Yes, doctor.
I'm just trying to clarify the structure here. If Gairus happens, it's the first gear.
That's because you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of Beth. It's a whole different thing. You need a Beth. It's a walk in tyranny. You need a Beth. Not a Gairus.
We do not need witnesses, which
that's by Gairus. Gairus and Kedushin
I'm not talking about Gairus. Because what I wanted to say is that a change in state.
Yes, it's all wonderful. You can say it again.
No, that's what. But if
I know exactly what you want to say.
It does not apply. So the other question would be in terms of the gospel and the peace of meat, does that exist with or without the.
It exists without.
So that is something which is external, like a.
Again, the problem here is that the source of needing to aid him is money.
No, no problem. I understand that. That is an externality. It is something which occurs outside of the people involved, whereas Kedusha is a change in the state of person.
But you can't learn from money something that's different.
I understand.
That's the
Kasha. I've had my hand up for a while. I understand what Pick does have to say, the application of the I was just trying to.
You can make, what I'm trying to tell you is, you can make a Svaradik Achillic, but that's not what's happening here because it's a source in the Torah that has to be exact.
I would say, you know, but my question started a while before.
Okay, fine. Anyway, back to the there. Yes. Let's do this question first. Then we'll take care of the next question, which you're probably going to ask or maybe not ask. I don't know. Yeah. So, Zuckzuck Zeiss, a big aside. Zuckzuck Zeiss, when I sell a field to Dr. Harris, at that moment, we are both admitting to a transaction. I'm admitting at that moment that I sold it to him, and he's admitting that he bought it from me. At that moment, we're both in agreement that this is what happened. That's the aides that are there to create the transaction. Every transaction has witnesses present. By doing the transaction with somebody else, at that moment, we are admitting that this transaction is taking place. So we are now the Maya Adim that established the transaction. Now we have to find out, did it happen or didn't happen? That you might need external witnesses because they're arguing about it. But the transaction needed Adim for it to work. The Adim that are there at the time of the transaction are the litigants because by money, their presence and doing the transaction is a tacit admission that the transaction is taking place. Therefore, you do have Adis Lekume. Whereas since by Kedushin is Chav L'Acherim, their admission is not admissible. Therefore, where is the Adis that create the transaction? That we need two external Adim to create the transaction. That's the Tzitzis answer. It's the Chav L'Acherim.
I had a scenario.
Okay, again, let's just get this straight. Then we'll move on to your question, which I think you can ask in a minute. Okay. The next question is the Rashba's question, which I think Baruch Moshe wants to ask. I think. When I sell a field to Dr. Harris, why am I not Chav L'Acherim? Because I'm selling to Dr. Harris, Feitel can't buy it. Forget about mess. Regular case. Whenever I sell a field to somebody, I'm excluding everybody else from buying that field. The answer is, I have free choice of selling it to somebody, and I'm not hurting anybody. It's not called hurting people because I decided to sell to Dr. Harris.
I could sell it to him.
He could, but you don't have to. Why by Kedushin? Why by Kedushin is it Chav L'Acherim? She and he both decided to get married to each other. So because they don't want to marry somebody else in the world, therefore they're hurting other people? Every transaction hurts other people. You're making the transaction with Reuven or with Shimon, and therefore Levi can't buy the field. The answer is, that's not hurting anybody. That's your choice of picking somebody to make the transaction with. Here, by Kedushin, you're also choosing who you're marrying. Why is that called Chav L'Acherim? Okay, you want to answer that can't be undone? We'll take that answer. I should answer something else, but it's fine. I'm willing to go with
it.
But I sold you the field. I'm forbidding that field from everybody in the whole world until you decide to sell it.
Yeah, but I can
say, well, he can decide to divorce her. Okay. That's what he's saying he's going to do. Yes, what's your question?
I think the
bar mitzvah
wouldn't have a bigger
sign of a... Well, again, bar mitzvah is a key. It's not to give my advice. Zeus, yes.
Can I hear the rest of the answer?
I didn't speak out the rest of the answer.
Does it raise that point, sir?
Once we have this answer, I'm not going to...
I'd rather hear the rest of the answer, not mine.
Yeah, I think the class also would rather hear...
The Rashba answers that when it says on Bishnai made him Yaakov Dover, it's talking in the case when there is no admission. That means the Torah wrote aid is by money where there is no admission. And the Torah wrote Dover by Erva to learn it out from that case. It means the Torah is saying Erva do not take into account admission. The source by money is a case when there is no admission. Abishnai made him Yaakov Dover. So the Torah is saying, learn out Erva from a case of no admission. Don't learn out Erva from money altogether. Learn it out specifically from where the Torah said you need witnesses, which is when there is no admission. So the Torah is telling me, do not consider admission of Erva to any value, because the Torah is comparing it to the case of no admission. That's where the Torah wrote the need for two edim. So we say Erva is comparable to that case. See, in the question we assumed, the Torah is making a general comparison between Erva and money. And therefore, by money, there are two options. There's admission and there's Erva and there's edim. We're saying no, the Torah is not saying money and Erva are comparable. The Torah is saying Erva is comparable to a case of money without admission. That's how the Torah made the comparison. So, Mamela, you can't ask me by money admission works, so why doesn't it work by Erva? Because the Torah compared Erva to the case of no admission, which means admission is not a factor. Because it's saying that the Torah is telling me admission is not a factor because it hurts other people. Even though by transactions we don't say that. But in the comparison, the Torah compared all Kedushin to a case of no admission being allowed. Meaning, let's say admission would be Chav L'Acherim, it wouldn't accept it.
So when you have a transaction with Levin, you call that Chav L'Acherim, but nobody else can buy it? Just like by...
No, we don't. But let's say it would be Chav L'Acherim, a case of money that would be Chav L'Acherim. There are cases of money that are Chav L'Acherim. We need to aid him there. That's the case where the Torah said to aid him. The Torah wrote the case of two edim when admission is not acceptable or doesn't exist. So we're comparing Erva to the case where admission is not acceptable. There are cases by money that are Chav L'Acherim. I can give you examples of Chav L'Acherim. I owe Dr. Harris $1,000. I sold my field to Dr. Schwab. He's going to go collect from Dr. Schwab. Dr. Harris comes to me and says, yeah, I owe $1,000. He's going to go get the field from Dr. Schwab. I'm hurting Dr. Schwab by my admission. There's no edim that I owe him $1,000. The only way we know $1,000 is because I admitted it. I don't have the money. So what do? I send him to Dr. Schwab. He's taking away Dr. Schwab's field based on my admission. We don't accept the admission in that case. My admission is hurting Dr. Schwab.
So what's done
this? Nothing. He has to wait till I get money. Or unless the guy has ate him, then he owes him the money. That's a case of, you wanted a case of money that's got Bachir, that's a case of money. So there the tyrant sits there and ate him. So Erev is compared to a case where there's no admission acceptable. Mm-hmm. Or star. Okay, Dr. My Zutra of Rav Adda Saba B'nei Rav Mori Bar Isser. My Zutra and Rav Adda Saba were the children of Rav Mori Bar Isser. They were the children. Polig Nixaya Bad Yadadi. Dad died. Rav Mori died. So my Zutra and Rav Adda Saba split the Nechassim. They sat down and they did a division of the estate. Bad Yadadi, together. No witnesses. They did it on their own. They sat down in a private room, and they did it on their own. Also, the Kamad Rav Ashi. Then they came and asked Rav Ashi the following shalom. Abishnai made him Yakum Dabar, says in the Tairam, you need to aid him, Amrachmana. The boy of the Madalim Mati Hadri Bu, Banan Le Hadri, is that only to make sure we don't change our minds? So we have witnesses to ascertain that this is what happened, and therefore we can't change our minds because we committed with a Kenyan. And we're not going to change our mind anyway. We're honest people. So we don't need Adam. Or is the tyrant saying, no witnesses, no transaction? That's what they came to. Listen, we reached an agreement. We made a Kenyan. I'm getting that field. He's getting that field. I'm getting that car. He's getting that car. They made the agreement. Now they came and asked Rav Ashi. We had no witnesses when we made this transaction. Is the purpose of witnesses by money only to make sure that none of us renege on our deal? And we're not reneging, we trust each other. Or is the purpose of witnesses to make the transaction valid? And if you have no witnesses, there's no transaction. That's what they asked Rav Ashi. Amar lahu, ba'ivri sadi, ela l'shakri. Witnesses by money are to prevent liars. Honest people don't need witnesses. You don't need witnesses for a transaction. You have a dos baden. What you do need is witnesses to make sure nobody reneges. You're trusting each other. You don't have to fear that anybody's going to renege. You don't need witnesses. So what we said a moment ago, that money is different than ever, this is what Rav Ashi is telling you. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, B'nai Rav Mori Gaz, Acham Abba, they were brother. Abishnaim, Shetzicha Tarim, Lamai Hukas, Hitzuk Adem. Why did the Tarim want Adem? Should be boiling them ahead of Lamai like Achoy, and the Yukal Emikain? They want to renege and say it never happened. This is not what we agreed to. He won't be able to say that. She'elu Yid Edom, they will testify. Who Shetzicha Gaz of Adem? That's why the Tarim needed Adem. We're honest people. We will never change our mind. Or maybe Adam is a necessity to validate a transaction. That means the transaction wasn't valid. It wasn't worth anything. And Rav Ashi answered them, the purpose of Adam is l'shakri, hakai from dvarim, those who deny, like it didn't happen. Again, they trust each other. That's up to them. By the way, by a loan, this is us, sir. If this would be a loan, you're not allowed to do it without Adam. By a loan, the halacha is, hold 1 second, Harvey. By a loan, the halacha is, we're afraid of forgetting. I lent you $100. You might have paid me back and I forgot, or you might have forgot that you borrowed it. By a chaluk of Yerusha, there's no room for forgetting. It's not like you forgot that you paid me back or forgot that you borrowed. We sat down and split the estate.
Details of the deal.
Again, it's not. The Gemara seems to think by loan that walk is it's usher for me to lend you money without Adam. A star is better than Adam. Well, that's the weirdest tribe in an IOU. In his handwriting, in the borrower's handwriting. But without that, you're not supposed to lend money. If I come over to you and say, lend me $10, really, you're not supposed to lend it to me unless there are witnesses there or I write at you an IOU. Well, we're Simon Columbus, not as that. Is when I come over to you and say, can you lend me $5? You're like, well, give it to me $5. You really don't even plan to collect the $5. Presents can be given without aid. Right? So when I really ask you for a dollar, I'm asking you, if I forget to pay you back, please be my homie. Meaning, it's not a real loan. Any loan that you want to collect needs to have an IOU or Adam. That's the halakha of the mice, it's not a behavior. That's what the Gemara says. But this is not a loan. This is a Yerusha. But not a, so Dr. Harris is asking, don't forget the details. The Gemara doesn't seem to be worried about that. Yes, Harvey.
So the reason we don't say the same thing in Kedushin, we don't say that the marriage took place or didn't take place, and it's just a matter of keeping away Sheker or whatever. We don't apply the same rule to Kedushin because the implications are far greater. A person's actual status has changed. Why isn't this logic applied to Kedushin as well?
That's what I tried to speak of before. That by money, we also have witnesses at the time of transaction. The witnesses are the two parties that are admitting to each other. By Kedushin, that admission is not acceptable because it's hurting other people. An admission that hurts other people is a non-acceptable admission. So when I sell a field to Dr. Harris, at the time of transaction, there are two witnesses there. The two parties that are admitting to each other at the time of transaction that they are doing the transaction. They are the witnesses at the time of transaction that establish the transaction. When these two brothers are splitting up the Yerusha, they both agree to split it up that way. They are the witnesses to the way they're splitting up this Yerusha. They testify to it at the time by them admitting to each other that they're doing it. Whereas by Kedushin, that doesn't work because the admission hurts other people. Because now relatives won't be able to marry, other people won't be able to marry, and therefore that admission is not acceptable, so we don't have witnesses at the time of the transaction. And witnesses are necessary for the time of transaction.
And we can't imagine a scenario where the two brothers might have hurt other people. Like a third person shows up saying, I'm also the son of the father.
Tyson explains it that you would need witnesses to create the transaction. I mean, it wouldn't be a fair transaction to begin with if they're hurting other people. If there's a third brother,
No, I mean, let's say they didn't know they had a brother. The father had another child through a different relationship. They didn't know. I mean, my point.
That is null and void.
Okay.
Can't they marry different because it's not two
witnesses, one's a lady? You don't need, admission can be done by a lady too. If a lady buys a field from somebody, yeah, they are.
So why again? Why
did
money isn't hurting anyone?
So
the field is still hurting.
So that was the Raj Miskasha. Isn't money hurting other people as well? So Dr. Harris answered because it's not undoable. Because it's not undoable. Whereas by marriage, it's undoable. What?
Is that a legitimate answer?
I think so. That's why I wasn't going to speak at the Rashba, but Dr. Rabbi Cohn needed to hear the Rashba.
No, I
wanted to
hear.
Michael wanted to hear the Rashba.
I don't want this to get guy, but
Dr. Harris,
you
don't
want to sit in the front.
Sure. When they
split that
hair,
there's no need for a
Kenyan. Sure they do.
They have to write a contract?
Kenyan doesn't need writing.
How do you do it?
A chalipa, the handkerchief.
So they do have.
Meaning, what happens is, when Reuben and Shimon and Herod, or Shimon and Levi, there's no Reuben in this year, I forget. Shimon and Levi and Herod. When Shimon and Levi inherit property, they each own 50% of everything. So how does it become yours, and how does it become the other one? They sell it to each other. If you hold Ein Brera, if you hold Yash Brera, then it doesn't work that way. But Pashtas, we hold Ein Brera. They have to sell it to each other. One guy takes one field, one guy takes a car. How does that happen?
So that,
they're not any different than businessmen doing business.
Exactly.
What if they're, is it like a halal?
It's not a halal.
What's the other side?
Yeah, that is brera. Brera means it happens automatically. That whatever he, as the guy ended up with, that's what he inherited from his father. So if I were going to that, you wouldn't see it again. Okay, now we get into, when we learn the next Gemara like Rashi and Taisus, other Rishonim learn differently, but again, we learn Gemara Rashi, so that's how we're going to learn. We're going to get involved now in a major argument. Major, every argument is major. In a basic argument of why an Eid Echad is believed. When is an Eid Echad believed? To tell somebody that he did something wrong or that something happened to his possessions that now make it usher. Now we know if it's biyadai, if the person who tells it could have done it, that he's believed. That we know already from other cases. What? Somebody comes in, your wife tells you that the chicken she's serving you is kosher. How do you know? Maybe there was a sale in Dames of Purdue chicken, and she bought you Purdue chicken. The answer is she's believed because she's an Eid Echad. And by serving it to you, she's saying it's kosher. Now, why is she believed? Because she could have bought kosher meat. It was in her purview. It was in her possibility to do it. So anybody that could do something is believed to say it was done. Right? A woman's believed to tell her husband, I went to the mikvah. Why is she believed? She's an Ida. She's changing her status. Because she could have gone to the mikvah, so she's believed to say she went to the mikvah. That's called biyadai. Under the control of the person who's telling you what happened. They could have done it. Therefore, they tell you they did it, they're believed. That's for halacha. Biyadai is believed. Taisa says that's the source that we believe a person has biyadai is nida. We believe in nida to say she went to the mikvah. Doesn't say she needs witnesses to testify to her husband that she went to the mikvah. Biyadai. She has the ability to go to the mikvah. That we know. But what happens if it's not biyadai? In walks a guy and tells somebody, you should know, you ate chaylev yesterday. What you ate was chaylev. He didn't have the ability to make it chaylev. Wasn't his. He just says, I saw you eating a piece yesterday. I want you to know it's chaylev. You have to bring a carbon. Is he believed? Is he not believed? Guy walks in and says, I want you to know, your ox, your animal, committed bestiality. I saw it commit bestiality with somebody. Is it believed? Is that animal now possible for a carbon? Yes or no is the question. There's a big machloikas here, Abai and Rav. No, it's not. He didn't say he committed bestiality. Yeah, but that's not called. He's saying he committed with somebody else, bestiality. So therefore, the halacha is, that if the person says, no, I did not eat chaylev, he does not bring a carbon. If he admits and says, I did eat chaylev, he does bring a carbon. What if he keeps quiet?
He said, they don't know.
No, he says he keeps quiet. I don't know is going to be a question. He keeps quiet. So we're going to learn now what happens. He keeps quiet and why it happens.
What did the other person say?
You ate chaylev.
I'm sorry. Should I ask?
You can ask him. Yeah. He knows the answer.
He said what you ate was chaylev.
Correct.
What you ate was chaylev.
Correct.
What is this guy answering back?
Well, he's keeping quiet.
He doesn't know. This guy said, well, it was chaylev what you had. I'm sorry, unfortunately, that's what it was.
This guy keeps quiet. What is keeping quiet?
He's not.
I haven't had enough to work, so let's learn the Gemara. I'm Rabbi. I'm a lawyer. 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 If a guy says to somebody, you ate chayla, but the other person keeps quiet, he's neman. Rashi's explanation on the next amud is, because keeping quiet is an admission that it's true. He didn't say, I don't know. I have no idea. He's keeping quiet. Abaye learns, the way Rashi explains, that when you're told something and you keep quiet, and it's something you should have known about or could have known about, and you keep quiet, we say you're admitting it's true that you ate chayla, but you better bring the carpet.
There's some nerd that comes up and says, you owe me $10,000. Just ignore him. That's the problem. I owe $10,000 up for the balance.
No, because by money we say that's different. This is not money. By money it wouldn't work.
Rabbi, what do you mean you could have known or should have known about? What does that mean?
Okay, I'll get to that in a second. What?
He's at a restaurant. I don't feel restaurant. He's at a restaurant. How's he supposed to know?
Again.
He should have known.
I'm trying to word this in the correct way. He's telling him, you ate chaylev, right? And when the guy thinks about it, he says to himself, I should have known that's chaylev. Meaning, I recognize what he's telling me is the truth. That's why he's keeping quiet. In a case that would have been impossible for the person to know it's chaylev or not, he can't admit to something you don't know. Abaye learns that the reason the Ein Echad is believed is because the keeping quiet is admitting that it's true. Now, how can you admit it's true unless you now think back and say, it's true what he told me, I missed it, and therefore you're keeping quiet? Because if you couldn't have known, how could you always, the Gemara is going to say, that this guy's keeping quiet is an admission. Can't admit what you don't know. How can Reuven admit that he ate chaylev when he doesn't know if he ate chaylev? And Abaye is going to stress the fact that an echad is only neman because there's an admission that comes along because of the ein echad. And that keeping quiet is that admission.
He doesn't know. He can't admit. He can't deny. He can't do either.
He can say, I don't know. Keeping quiet, again, Abaye is saying that keeping quiet is not saying, I don't know.
And what happens if he says, I don't know?
He's not there. He's not never.
Oh, okay.
Yes, doctor.
The problem is that if the aide says, one aide says something, the status of the chatas that he brings is chul and b'azura.
Yeah, that's why you can't bring it up.
It's necessary to say that person just affirmed the accusation of the aide. So that answers the question.
Well, it's not going to be so simple, but at this point, you're right.
The Sheikh of Azar, I might not listen. The Sheikh of Azar is meaning that he knew it, or he's now aware for the first time. If someone told him that.
Well, he knew that he's made it.
Right, so what if he right now.
He's admitting now that he missed it and it was Chayluv.
He's an honest.
It's a Shagik.
A Shogi.
And he brings the carbon. Amar Abaye Amar Le'ed Echad Echal Techayluv. By law, Shaisik, Neman is believed. But Tana Tuna, we have a Brisa that proves it. The guy says, no, I didn't. He's Putter. Time Adama Loi. Ha'ishtik Mehemen. The Tabaya, the Diak is, only if he denies it. But if he doesn't deny it, he keeps quiet, he's believed. Daraya, that the Shtika is a admission. This is the way Rashi learns it. Not everybody agrees, but we're learning Rashi. That the shtika is an admission that what you're telling me is true. I missed it, but now I recognize that it's true. Rashi. Chal techele b'shaygi bat techayv bat techarben. Nemen ha'ed, v'kashur ha'karben. Ve'enkan, Mishumoy Hoyde Elim Chatosim Hoyshi Du Acherim. The law is, by Shaykh, you have to recognize your sins. If you don't recognize your sins, somebody tells you your sins, and you don't agree, you don't bring a carp. If he denies it, somebody tells me, he says, no, I didn't. You don't bring a carp. Because you don't bring a carp if you don't think you did an avera. Now, if two Adam tell a guy that he brought eight chalim, to Machloikas Tanoim. One time it says he brings the carbon, one time it says he still didn't admit he did it, and carbon comes only by admission. But that we're not
going to Rabbi, what, I'm having difficulty with this idea that silence is norm is an admission according to normative behavior. A developed, sophisticated person wouldn't necessarily start blurting things out in response to just some guy who told him he ate chalev. He may have to think to himself, where was I? Where did this meat come from? Instead of just starting to blurt things out like, I don't know, I'd have to think about, I mean, isn't it situation dependent on whether or not there should be an admission?
The way I understand the Gemara, I hear what you're saying, because it bothers me also. The way I understand this Gemara is that a person who's not admitting would say, I don't know. Let me think about it. Let me go through it. A lack of any reaction, Abai says, is an admission. Now, again, he didn't do it but makes it. But when the guy tells me,
I understand.
Today,
like, yeah, who
told you before? Trenches and rationale
that
way. We're not going to learn the other way because we're going to drive everybody crazy.
Is that considered Chul Bazar?
It would be considered Chul Bazar if we didn't believe him.
I'm saying, so
it's not Chul Bazar, but he admitted that he did the sin. So Rashi learns that Abaya holds that keeping quiet is a tacit admission.
No, all it means is you can know more about it than I do.
He's
probably no. Is that a suffix called Bazaro?
No, it's not. You can't bring suffix called Bazaro.
No,
the Gemara is saying here, you bring the carbon. The kosher carbon.
Anyway, does no one hate what he's admitting or sorry? He's allowing this guy to clarify what he ate.
Again, no. He has to admit. Rashi Shita is that if you walk over to a guy and tell him he ate chalev, and there was no way he could know that he ate chalev, the Ein Echad would not be believed. It's only because the Ein Echad is saying you ate chalev and you know you can figure out that you ate chalev.
After the fact, find out.
You can figure out now that you ate chalev yesterday. I don't know how he can figure it out. The only reason he is high of a carbon is because by sitting there quietly, he's figuring it out that he did eat chalev.
By saying, I don't know, or how do you know that it's not...
That he's not admitting. He says, I don't know. If he couldn't know, then Rashi holds the Ein Echad would not be believed. What makes it work is not that I trust the Ein Echad.
Are Rashi?
Yes, there are a lot of Rishonim that argue Rashi. But we learn Rashi and Taisus. And not learn it the other way, because it will drive everybody crazy. I don't have it to finish. Right.
Yeah,
it has
to be a father. Once the guy tells him to make Taylor, his house, they can have his word 100%. The father.
No, see, that's again, you're saying no. I'm not saying that. It's not that he's trusting the aid.
He's being in a courtroom.
Because he's admitting, thinking back, that that's really what happened.
So it's not enough that he has to take his word for it. He has to find out if he really did do it.
Yeah, in his mind, he has to think it through.
If he can't figure it out,
then he doesn't bring a carb. Just after.
let us assume that we're in five states and have number three. So we have this one person says that he's the fat. We have another person who ate it and is passively admitting this piece of fat now becomes lesser to who had the other.
Yes. We're talking about post facto. If somebody walks in and says, this is great, well, don't eat it.
Actually, when you said yes, that included 100%.
Thank you very much. The other rabbi, Amalu Einechad Nitmutari Secha. And Einechad walks in and says, I saw your truma become tamei. Rabbi Shaisik. And again, in a case that he could have known, and he keeps quiet, Neman. Tanatuna. The bright Eidachim and Nitmu. Aloyman Loin Nitmu. Putter. It's just these tar. Time is Amalai. Oh, you stick Mahaman. Keeps quiet. We believe him. The Yom Rabbi, a third case. Tomorrow's going to end. Rabbi, Amalai Eidachim Shorcha Nirva. Your animal commits bestiality. Allah Shaisik. Neman. Tanatuna. Or the owner on his own brings it. What's the case of Bi'elecha? Either can buy the Bi'elem, and the Bi'elem say yes, I not be a Bi'elem. El Allah the Shafik. So in three cases, Abaya says the same thing. Rashi, Sharcha Nirva, Vasu Lakrava, it's us that are bringing it as a carbon. Abel Lusaitloi, to give the animal skila, for committing bestiality, Trebi, you know, you need two maidens, Amar, Mises HaBailim, Kach Mises HaShar. We believe the Einechad only that we don't use it as a carbon. But as far as killing the animal, you need two Eidim. Just like you need two Eidim to kill a person, you need two Eidim to kill an animal. Tana Tuna?
What do you do with the animal?
Well, it's one Eid. You eat it for your Shabbos meal. The only one Eid told me. Enough to possible for a carbon, but we don't punish the animal based on one aid.
So it's everything else but this is
fine. 100% kosher. What? What's wrong with it? Not to kill. Not to make you can't bring it to carbon. But we don't kill the animal.
If Eidach came to this place, that restaurant, nobody would eat from
it. Correct.
Different kind of behavior.
Again, if Eidach comes and says, Reuven killed, can we kill Reuven?
No.
Why not?
We're talking about human beings.
So the Torah said, Kemitzas HaBailim, Kach Mitzas HaShar.
I had it underlined.
Yes.
An animal is sodomized. Is that killed or is it not forever?
If it's too late, it's killed. Okay, we'll continue registration tomorrow. Everybody have just a wonderful, wonderful day.
I want this.